Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another Business of Digital podcast. Hey Dave, how's it going today?
It is going rainy.
Yes.
You actually had rain recently.
I know. It's like,
Water that falls from the sky and it gets you wet. It's like a shower, but outside.
I know. I didn't know what to do. And it was like, it was cold. It was like 60 degrees, Dave.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. Well,
everyone that's listening that doesn't live in Arizona is like, wah.
Oh, how funny.
It's called winter.
Yes. Not very familiar with that. So.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's go ahead and jump into it today. What we're going to talk about today, everybody, is new SEO tools. Like, we're all familiar with, you know, the Ahrefs and the Moz and the Authority Labs and the, you know, there's lots of tools out there that we've been using for years and whatnot. And recently, Dave and I did a podcast session talking about social tools and stuff like that. And so Dave wanted to jump into some of the new SEO tools and kind of give you guys a heads up and a little bit of a review on them. And so I'm going to just pass the baton and turn it over and say, you know, give us some awesome information about some new SEO tools, Dave.
As I log into every one of them. well, it's a mix because I think some of these are new. I mean, one of them's older, but I just don't hear it mentioned a lot.
I guess maybe we should say newish or new to most people that listen to this. They probably won't have heard of some of these.
I hopefully I can give you at least one or two new tools. And Matt, when we used to do our content marketing, and anytime you've ever done like a talk at a conference, what's the very first question someone raises their hand with? What tools do you use?
Yeah, exactly. What tools are you guys using?
Or what's a new tool? Or do you prefer this tool over that tool? It's like, well, it depends. Depends on your budget. Depends on a lot of things. These tools that I have, it's what? 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm counting like the browser's open. 6. That I'm going to walk through are a mix of free to, $99 a month, depending. And some variation in between, and you can always, you know, if you're an enterprise, you can always go big. But the first one that just came out recently, name a topic. It's suggesting me Star Wars, but photography.
Let's do photography.
Photography.
I love photography.
The site is alsoasked.com. I think they just came out with it like in the last week or two. Maybe 3 weeks ago that I saw it. And there's some other variations of this that I've seen. There's, and it just went past. It was like keywordseverywhere.io. I guess I'm going to cover 7. Keywords everywhere, I think, .io was it. But they went paid, so a lot of people started, you know, poo-pooing it. You know, they have costs and stuff, so come on, people. But this one currently is free, and it's also ask.com. And it almost does like recursive searches on a topic, and it comes back with all of the different questions around that topic that people have asked, and it gives you a nice visual, but it also has some easy downloads, and you can select the language and the region and a lot of other stuff. So it's made by Candor. Thank you guys and gals, and everyone there. But it's an interesting little tool if you have a topic and you're either new to it, or if you have writers that are kind of curious about what questions you're asking, if you're new to something, or if you're just, you know, so far in the weeds that you need to back up. For me, whenever I'm working with a prospect or if I'm not well-versed in an area, I would ask these questions. But also from like customer service and FAQ, it's like, does your product cover this? So I thought it was interesting. Also, it's free. So the first one's free.
Free. You have no excuse.
Free.
Test it out.
And that was also ask.com. I guess I'll stick with the free one. I'm going to totally mess up Matt because I said I was going to order. I posted them. But this one is from Mr. Ryan Jones, which means it'll be interesting. It is not WTF SEO.
And if you I was going to say.
If you ever, you know, have not visited WTF SEO, go there and visit the humorous site. I may have written one. I think I've written one or two posts on there.
If anything, you'll get free followed links, right?
Yes. Just kidding. Maybe. Feel free to link to it too.
If I'm you sure really want to. That. Yeah.
But he actually built another tool called serverheaders.com. It's one that I use from time to time, although of course now I'm trying to use it right now and it's taking some time. But it'll grab page speed, it grabs a bunch of different things and just does a quick audit. I use this one sometimes just to check the status codes and redirects. And I'm totally wrong. I'm covering a lot more. There's also httpstatus.io. If you have multiple, I will use that one sometimes. But this one, serverheaders.com from Ryan, will grab all of the data.
And helps you find those like quick things, like, you know, just like the obvious, here you go, this is something that could be.
Yep. Well, and it's like, as I scroll through, it's got the Lighthouse page speed audit. It does a quick screenshot. It does an ngram of the content, which is always interesting. Grabs the microdata, the href, just the status. So, I mean, if you want, I had never scrolled this far down, Ryan. Nice. HTTP cats. He gave it 200, so he's got a cat that he pulls. So again, it's a free, and if you ever want to just test a page and dig into it really quick, it's a simple little tool. You don't have to fire up Screaming Frog and then throw the one URL in there, or Sitebulb, or Deepcrawl, or OnCrawl, or whatever your crawler is. For me, it's just a handy little tool. Every so often, I need it. Let's go with Inlinks, which I should probably look to see how much it costs. per month. I don't know. Dixon. Inlinks.net is an interesting tool that I want to say, and I got a pop-up from Dixon coming up right now as I'm logged in. I might need to log out to get it. But what it does is it crawls your pages and then it digs into the topics. So, you know, strings instead of, what is it? It's not even a Friday. Why am I having brain farts?
it just could be, yeah.
I'm trying to jump around too many things, but it can go through and basically drop in schema and markup for your page using some JavaScript. So it's a couple things. It can help you understand if your content and pages are on topic, what if you have pages internally linking to those pages. But it can also then, as you select and as you narrow down if it's correct or not, and I'm sure if Dixon was listening to me, they'd be yelling at me about how I'm explaining it. But I found it very useful when I was looking at some content that was produced and some pages that one of my clients was producing. I went through and I just kind of tossed it in there and had it analyze it to see, were we really talking about it and what topics were on target and what weren't. And it's supposed to help you with internal links, but also just associating everything. I'm looking for one of my client or one of my pages that I had done for the client. Yeah, it's giving me the inbound, outbound, the topic, which I won't say. We'll just say it's photography. But it can dig in pretty deep into some of the stuff. And I just found it interesting that it'll create the schema markup. It'll create and help you with the inbound, outbound links. And of course, people are probably wondering how much it costs. So I should probably go to the main website and look. Pricing. Free plan. You can analyze 20 pages a month. So again, another free thing. You can get a couple content briefs. It gives you the content optimization, schema markup. And then the paid plans start, if you want to do more pages, $39 and up. And they can actually help you with premium setup to really get it going. But there's other tools out there that kind of do something like this, but I think they're more enterprise, like MarketMuse. But for me, just poking around at small amounts of pages for some of my clients, this has actually been kind of interesting to start using. And I think they just came out in the last month or so. An older project from the Internet Marketing Ninjas. And it would be, what was the original name? So they redirected it from keyword snippet tool. I want to say it was called keyword. I want to say it was a keyword snippet tool. And Anne is probably rolling her head at me too. It's a featured snippet tool. If you do featured snippet tool, that's what it is. But you can buy credits to a certain level, or whatever makes sense for you. And it's non-recurring, so you can just do it one time, you know, if you just have a small site or a large site. But it'll go through and crawl the pages and suggest keywords. And then it goes and checks to see if you're ranked in the page one for that keyword. Is there a featured snippet? Yes, then it suggests it to you. If no, then it, you know, it'll tell you if there's not. But the goal is, you know, at scale, you can try to figure out where some low-hanging fruit are for keyword snippets, or for featured snippets, sorry, for your website or for your client. And you can do it by a lot of pages or as many pages. And you buy URLs and you can buy different types of credits. And I forget how many credits I have right now, but there's certain pages and certain keywords when it suggests it, I just say no to. And, you know, I think the last time I did like 10 or 15 pages and I did like 20 different keywords and it ended up costing me like 100 credits. But I came up with for one of my clients, like 4 different keywords and pages that we had really easy, low-hanging fruit featured snippet opportunities for. And it literally took me very little time. And that was, it's probably under featured snippet tool, or if you go to internetmarketingninjas.com/tools/snippet/pricing is where the pricing was. But if you just go to internetmarketingninjas.com/tools,
internetmarketingninjas.
Yeah. It's right under the tools.
Yeah.
So thank you, Jim.
But we're talking about new ones.
It is a newer one. Yes. So there's that tool. Lots of tools.
Have all the tools.
What's that? Not just us, but lots of other tools.
The only other thing I think we should mention to anyone that's listening to this, because we did this recently, and you know, you get into the habit of getting new tools, or you sign up for trials or whatever, or you start to pay for them or whatever. Every once in a while, go back and do an audit and see which ones you're actually using. Because the other day we did this, and we ended up saving several hundred bucks a month from tools that we weren't even using anymore. So that's also a good reminder in all this.
It's true. Yeah. I just had a client send out a thing and says, hey, all these, because at year end, you know, do we need to keep, which vendors is everyone using on this list? You know, which tools and vendors are people actually using, so that we know what we need to budget for next year? Because 'tis the time for budgeting. So.
Oh yeah, very true. Good point.
I was supposed to have a call with someone, but they're too busy trying to do their planning for 2020. I'm like, well, shouldn't we talk first? It's like, we have a proposal we're supposed to talk through. Shouldn't we talk about that?
This time of year, you either get those calls or you get the calls from people that are like, I got $40,000 that I have to spend by the end of the year, so I get this on the budget next year. Let's talk.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's the other thing. It's, I remember the agency, it's you're either super busy or super dead because your clients, you know, you've already gone through all of your hours and budget. So another one. And I know they've changed the pricing since I signed up, so I should probably look at that. ZipTopic. I don't often hear people talk about this one, but ZipTopic.com. For me, it's kind of similar in a way to what InLinks does, but not quite. And at the same time, you might think it's similar to, maybe not. It's not really similar to with the featured snippet stuff. But what you can do is you can give it a target page and a target keyword, and it basically runs through all of the competitors for those keywords and some from various keywords to understand the type of content and the type of content topics that are being talked about. So it goes back to the, you know, if we had a if your page was about, you know, photography of the Grand Canyon, and you don't mention anything about Phoenix, you don't mention anything about the Grand Canyon or the names of the canyons, or what's that place with the crazy glass floor that's there now that I know Matt probably wouldn't go on? Do you know the name of it or no? Did I lose you?
No, I don't. Oh, sorry. I'm here talking to you and I'm on mute.
You just muted.
But no, I don't know the name of that one. I know it's in the Grand Canyon, but I have no idea what they call it specifically.
Yeah, but and so instead, if you know your entire article or blog post was about your dog and how your dog ran off, using something like a zip topic will probably yell at you a lot and say, you know, you don't mention any of the topics or the content topics or any of the keywords or anything that you really remotely should be talking about.
Yeah.
And then it also gives you the gaps of what you should be talking about, and it gives you examples of pages that are actually doing a good job of it.
Oh, that's nice.
So for me, it's interesting because it's, what is it? The current plan is $19.99 a month, or for just under $200, you can do unlimited reports. So, you know, if you have writers or you're doing content audits and you want to create little content briefs at scale, you know, using this tool or something, you know, I think could be kind of handy because it'll help your writers understand some of the topics that they're not mentioning or that maybe they're over mentioning. So again, that's ziptopic.com. And then the last one, I will admit, I've only played with it a very little bit. And it's NewsDash with a Z, NewsDash. I just started playing with it like a week ago. And I'm not in the news space, but I do think that there's an opportunity for people that are not. If you have writers that are looking for topics and trying to figure out what news trends, and I don't want to say newsjack, but if you are trying to newsjack at all, this tool might be interesting to follow along. Or if you are one of those that...
Or what do you think about setting up relationships with those people as well for outreach and stuff?
You could use it just to understand who's talking about your industry.
Yeah, that was my first thought.
Yeah, actually, it's funny how you approach it. And my first approach is to look for newsjack opportunities, and yours is like for brand and industry mentions. Not the same, but actually they kind of are.
Yeah.
It's just a different way to use a news tool. But if you are in the news, it can follow lots of stuff. And I know there's more tools and features coming because, John, they just launched. But if you want to follow along on various news trends, or, you know, if you're looking for opportunities to jump in or content opportunities for your industry, this might be something that makes sense for you. And they're starting to dig into lots of publishers, Google top stories. My wife works for in that space, so it's a little bit different. She probably would use this every day.
Yeah.
But if you want to track your competitors and you want to dig into that stuff, I think it's a good possibility. And even if you're not in the news space, like we just listed off two quick things. Right now they're looking at 25,000 publishers.
Oh, wow.
If you're in 15 countries, lots of coffee. Yeah, I'm sure they're developers and the data is lots. But they have their own metrics. They have a lot of their own stuff behind there. You know, if you're in the new space and you want to figure something out, this is your tool. But I actually think that there's use for it from a link building, outreach, looking for, you know, there's influencer tools, but there's not really something that I've seen, you know, other than digging into a muckrack or.
As with any of these tools or any of the other tools, like there's multiple ways that they can be used.
To slice and dice and use it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
All right.
You could easily they have keyword tracking and actually have Twitter results and stuff within it.
Oh, very
cool. To see what's showing up. So yeah, if you're looking for influencers or you're looking for any way to get in front of people, especially nowadays with God, you know,
yeah,
I'm sure when Dr. Pete comes out with his next thing. He's going to have 150 slides of, you know, the various ways that you can show up on an organic quote unquote result now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there's lots of different uses for it. So take a look. Pricing was a free trial and then it's $99 a month.
Okay.
But you know, annual is probably a little bit more, but that again, that was news-newz-.com. And I think that was it.
And as always, guys, we will have these for you, like, you know, the links, and make it easy for you on the write-up. So don't worry about
and feel free to drop any other tools on the write-up, because I'm always curious. I only have so much time to pick to play with toys like these, but I'm always curious.
Yeah, comment, let us know what tools you're using. But also a good time to remind you guys that if you love this podcast, definitely go over and review us on iTunes, Facebook. Follow us on, we're on all the socials, we're everywhere, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, and so just find us, follow us, review us, we'd love it, and we're very grateful for you guys and your support. So
I think that's it.
Any final thoughts? All right, well for Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media, and we do appreciate you guys joining us. So look forward to having you on the next one. Bye, guys.